pledge allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America, to the republic which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
6 p.m.
So roll call. Rich, you're present.
Here.
And Chief Gwilde, welcome to the Board of Police Commissioners.
Thank you, sir.
I'm going to work with you, sir.
Looking forward to that.
And Chief Narowski is here.
I'm here.
Okay. Scott Todd, somewhere out there. okay. So let the record show all the commissioners are present. I would open the meeting to a public portion. Anyone has anything to say from the public? Okay, hearing no response, I'll ask for a second time. Any response from the public? Anyone have anything to say? Okay, third time, anyone from the public wish to speak? Hearing none, I'd ask for a motion to declare the public portion closed.
I'll make that motion, Tom.
Make a motion.
I'll second it.
Mike, Chief Crow will second it. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, public portion of the meeting is closed. Okay, we have acceptance of the previous meetings minutes, June 8th, 2020. We'll need a motion to accept.
I'll make that motion, Tom.
Okay, I'll second that motion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, minutes have been adopted. Old business. Chief, I would turn to you for any old business we have open.
I do not have any old business. The only thing I have is, the update on the hiring. I mean, we're six patrolmen down right at the moment due to a variety of absences. And, we're looking to replace one position in the fall for retirement in October. That's all I have as far as old business being open.
Rich, anything for old business?
No, I don't have anything.
Chief? Any new old business? Let's put it that way. Okay, moving on to new business. We need to appoint a chairman of the commission.
I would like to nominate Thomas Leonard.
I'll second that.
That was quick.
Yeah. I didn't even talk beforehand.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved.
At least you didn't say you were opposed, so that's...
I was thinking about it. okay, I do want to say something regarding the past commissioner, Sam Pilastro. Hopefully he'll work through his issues, and I'd just like to thank him for the time and the devotion he gave to the commission. Nothing more I can say other than thank him for all the time he gives to the city as well. So, that being said, we'll move on to department reports.
So as far as the department reports, they're fairly Spartan right now. You're beginning a new fiscal year, so we are fully funded. Our staffing levels haven't changed. There's some mild surpluses returned last year. We stay within our budget. And again, like I said, we're starting off basically status quo. No additions were where we were last year, minus collective bargaining agreement, general wage increases, and step raises. When you take a look at the activity report, again, what's kind of telling there is we're about 1,300 calls for service less than we were last year to this time, and a lot of that is COVID related. You've seen an uptick in a lot of criminal activity, primarily juvenile, in the last month or so. I think people are losing it with being quarantined, and we've had a lot of car break-ins. We've had a lot of car thefts. Fortunately, none of those cars were either steering wheels broken or locked. We haven't had any smashed windows or steering columns broken. There are either keys left in the vehicle or they're unlocked. Short of that, as far as the budget, like I said, we're fully funded and we have a new budget starting this year, so it's relatively unremarkable. When you look at the, anytime you see a budget layout like that, the key things to look at is the first couple of lines and you'll see the percentage used. And when you look at those lines, for example, our report says 1.9%. And you look at other lines that should be proportionally spent, things that are one-time expenses, like memberships to professional organizations, those are either going to be 100 or zero. They're either paid out in full or not. But other items, some of them are proportionally spent, like overtime. Some are slightly disproportionately spent, again, with overtime, because the summer vacation months are busier. Holidays around Christmas, et cetera, and then you'll see things move up and down. But that's kind of the litmus test for where we sit with the budget. Outside of that, I don't have anything more to report.
Lieutenant Todd, do you have anything?
No, nothing additional.
Okay. One of the things I'd like to do under new business as a commission is allow the chief to move forward on the replacement of retired Officer D'Onofrio. I don't know if I'd need it in the form of a motion, but I would put it out there and ask for a motion so we can allow the chief to move forward with replacement.
I'll make that motion.
And I can second that.
Okay, so we've got a motion and a second. All in favor?
Discussion, Tom?
Go ahead, Chief.
Yeah, so I just wanted to point out and clarify that what we're looking to do for Commissioner Glode is we recently have a new collective bargaining agreement, which allows us to look for lateral transfers. What a lateral transfer allows us to do is go to another agency and basically look for a certified officer. If they've been in for a minimum period of time, we will be able to bring them in at a commensurate rate. So if they're a fifth year patrolman with another agency, we could bring them in at our fifth year pay grade. And what that saves us is it saves us a bunch of recruitment time and also saves us the academy training time. Yeah, so training, it's a large cost savings to the department. And because time is of the essence, because we're looking for a departure and replacement time in October, that's the course I want to pursue first. If that is not a viable option, then we're going to have to run into a training academy class, which is going to be about a year out. So I just wanted to clarify that in a discussion that that's the direction we're going to proceed.
Okay. If you could, just as a reminder to the commission chief, send us the portion of the collective bargaining agreement with the, I don't know if you call them rules or requirements for lateral hire, just to remind us of what they are.
Absolutely.
If a candidate comes forward, we can basically assure that all the I's are dotted and T's are crossed.
Absolutely.
Okay.
May I just ask a question? I don't have the agenda in front of me, but was this item on the agenda tonight? Because you should add it if you're going to act on it, if it wasn't on the agenda.
It's a special meeting, Mark.
Yeah, we couldn't add it if we wanted to, Mark. But I think this comes under new business. I believe it's
well, and also too, you know, the Board of Aldermen has a hiring freeze too that they put on. So just to be, I don't know who's aware of that or not.
Yeah,
so
we have talked with Corporation Counsel, and his words to us were hiring freeze applies to all city positions where there isn't an oversight board. And since we are the oversight board, we do have the authority to make the hire. Okay, moving forward with communications.
Nope, you have to get a vote on that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we took a vote on that.
No, we had discussion.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. Glad you're on your toes, Rich. So, we have a motion on the table, a second, and we've had some discussion. I'll call the motion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Okay, moving on, communications.
Jess, do we have any communications? I don't believe so.
Okay, we can move from there. Traffic authority. Anything, Scott? Chief? Anything up in front of the local traffic authority?
No, we have actually nothing to discuss this month.
Okay, that's a good thing. Okay, there's no reports. Having no other business to attend to.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn made by Rich.
I'll second it.
By Mike Glode. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay, meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everyone, for your time.
Welcome, Commissioner Glode.
Thank you, Jerry.
Yes, welcome.
Thank you, guys.